The nuclear deal is not dead yet. That's at least what Iran is saying. Since President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, Tehran has gradually taken steps to reduce its compliance. Now, according to a new assessment by Israeli military intelligence, Iran could have enough enriched uranium to build a 90-pound nuclear bomb by the end of 2020. Former Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz was one of Obama's principal negotiators on the nuclear deal. He joins us from Washington. So according to Israel's military, Iran could have a nuke within the year. How credible is that assessment, in your opinion?
I think that's completely misleading. I remind you that the Iran agreement had the restriction on Iran's activities enforced in a way that there was a so-called one-year breakout time. That is, if Iran were to go full out from the place that they were under the agreement, they could make enough material for a bomb in no less than 1 year. The end of this year is nearly a year. And obviously, they have already taken steps away from some of the constraints. So that breakout time right now is somewhat less than 1 year.
So why do you think Israeli intelligence would not take those facts into consideration when making this assessment?
Oh, I think they have. So what I'm saying is the statement is not a very profound statement. All it's saying is that there was a one-year breakout time. It's been somewhat eroded. That's clear. However, the more important part of the agreement is the verification measures where the international inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have unparalleled tools to watch everything going on in the program, even following the uranium all the way from mine to enrichment plant. So the question is, if Iran is committed to building a nuclear weapon in this all-out scenario, we will know it, and then it's up to the United States and others to decide upon the response, including a potential military response. Nothing was taken off the table in the Iran agreement.
Well, despite Iran's recurring claims that its activities are being supervised by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA has claimed that Iran is violating the deal, and that was before Iran's decision to fully abandon its commitments. So how is the world following Iran's activity?
Iran has taken, by announcement, five steps to lower their compliance. They said this back in, I guess it was starting in March, they took the first step. And 8 months later, they took the fifth step. Once they took the very first step, they were violating some part of the agreement. And the IAEA can verify it. It's a kind of a little ironic twist that they can verify compliance and they can verify non-compliance. So in that sense, Iran was not hiding anything. They were being transparent. Foreign Minister Zarif emphasized this again quite recently, that every step they've taken, they consider to be reversible. They have more heavy water than they are allowed under the agreement. Well, if the agreement is back, they can easily get rid of that heavy water. They have enriched uranium beyond the 300 kilogram limit. Well, they can easily get rid of that. So again, they have clearly left open the option of going back to the agreement fully if everybody goes back to the agreement fully.
Ernest Moniz was the Secretary of Energy under Barack Obama and helped negotiate the Iran nuclear deal. He's now with the Nuclear Threat Initiative in Washington. Secretary, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.